Chapter 8. Retrieval Squad. Commander Root was back at Haven City. He was waiting for his magic to heal the burns on his back.
Well, he said to Foley, what have you learned about Artemis Fowl the Second?
Foley opened his computer.
I've looked in the human police's computers. There's a lot of information there. The Fowl family have been criminals for hundreds of years.
Do we know where they are?
Yes, that was easy. Fowl Manor, near Dublin. We could get there before the sun comes up.
This was good news. Fairies were night creatures. Even hundreds of years ago, when they lived above ground, they never went out in the sun. Their magic wasn't strong in the daylight.
Yes, agreed Root. We get Holly, we clean the human memories, and we get back underground quickly.
Yes, agreed Foley. And then we won't see a photograph of Captain Short all over tomorrow's human newspapers.
Right, Retrieval Squad, shouted Root. We'll fly to Fowl Manor.
Yes, sir,
shouted the fairies in the Retrieval Squad. They hit their guns together excitedly.
Foley, ordered Root. Follow us and make a technology centre near Fowl Manor. Let's go.
One thing, Commander, said Foley.
Yes?
Why did this human tell us his name?
Asked Foley.
Are we doing what he wants?
Maybe he's not so clever, said Root.
No, I don't think that's it, said Foley. He's been one step ahead of us all the way. This is no different.
I'm too busy for this, Foley.
One more thing, Commander, said Foley. This Artemis Fowl, this clever criminal, he's only 12 years old. And that's young, even for a human.
Then he's watched too much TV, said Root.
Fowl Manor was a large castle, around 500 years old, built by Lord Hugh Fowl. There was a 5-metre-high stone wall around the outside of its gardens, and Root and his retrieval squad came down just inside it.
Check the area. Leave 20 metres between each man, ordered Root. Check in every 60 seconds, okay?
The officers nodded.
We could just explode a bomb now, said Cudgeon, Root's number two.
One of my officers is in there, said Root.
Oh, yes, said Cudgeon. A woman recon officer. Well, one officer. Or war between humans and fairies. Which is more important?
Root's face was purple.
We have 8 hours before the sun comes up. Then we use the bomb, if we haven't found her. Sometimes I think that you're partly human, Cudgeon.
Commander, said Cudgeon.
I'm sorry, said Root.
He did not say sorry very often, but it was deeply horrible to say that a fairy was partly human. There were cameras all around Fowl Manor and the gardens. Butler was in the house watching the screens.
Can you see anything? Asked Artemis.
Not yet, replied Butler.
Artemis had a new camera that was faster than the human eye. It could see things that humans could not.
"Use the new camera," Artemis ordered. "Show me the front garden. I think they'll come in that way."
Butler changed the picture.
"No," he said. "Nothing."
"Wait," said Artemis. "Stop the picture."
12 black fairies suddenly appeared in the garden.
"What?" said Butler, surprised. "Where did they come from?"
"Their shields are on," said Artemis. "They're vibrating too fast for a human eye, but not for the camera."
Butler nodded.
"If I can carry the camera around with me..."
Artemis took a large helmet from the table and put it on Butler's head.
"You don't need to, because I made this from Holly's helmet. When you wear it, you'll be able to see the fairies."
Butler put on the helmet and smiled. He could see the fairy retrieval squad checking the gardens.
"Good, Butler," said Artemis. "Now go and stop the fairies in the garden. But please don't kill them."
Captain Kelp and his retrieval squad were the best officers in the fairy police. They were moving slowly towards Foul Manor.
"Are you all there, squad?" Kelp said quietly into his helmet radio.
"One. I can't see humans, Captain," said the first officer.
"Two. All fine," said the second.
"Three. No trouble," said the third.
"Five. Bored but fine," said the fifth.
"Wait, four? Four, where are you?"
There was no answer.
"Right," said Kelp. "Four is down. Everyone come back to me."
Kelp counted 11 officers. Then he saw two things. Four was lying on the ground by the front door of the house, and a human was standing near him. The human was holding a large dart gun.
"Be very quiet. He can't see us," said Kelp to the others.
He was very happy about that because this human was huge. The man walked into the garden towards them. Why was he wearing a helmet? Then he stopped in the middle of the squad. They were in a circle around him.
"Weapons ready?" said Kelp. "Don't shoot. We're in a circle, so that's not a good idea."
And then the man spoke.
"Good evening," he said.
"Get away!"
screamed Kelp to his officers. But it was too late. 1 minute later, 12 fairies lay around Butler on the ground. They were not dead, but they could not fight again for a while. Butler looked at each one until he found one that was shaking. He picked him up by the neck.
"Next time fairies with weapons appear at Foul Manor, I'll shoot them," said Butler. "Tell your commander."
"Yes, sir," said the shaking fairy.
"Good. You may take your officers away," said Butler.
"Thank you, sir."
Then Butler put the fairy down.
"Now, there is one last thing," he said. "Are you listening?"
The fairy nodded.
"Mr. Fowl wants to talk to an important fairy," said Butler. "Do you understand?"